That's a good sound, ain't it? That sounds like preaching. Again, I want to thank you this morning for being here in the house of God. I feel like the message has already been preached. Was that not great? Was that an awesome thing or what? Was that not an awesome thing? I mean, man, that was just like I thought, man, I could just go ahead and sit down. But I do want to share with you, just for a few minutes, I want to share something very special to you, and very special to me, and I think very special to everyone else that may be watching today on Facebook later on today. You know, this little church right here, I'm amazed that when I see later on today, I see how many people view what's being done in this church right here every Sunday. And the numbers are it just blows my mind. You know, you think, well, 40, 50 people is not that many people, but it is to me. That wasn't being touched before all this pandemic started, but now they're being touched by God through social media. So I think that's a big blessing that you are getting the Word of God, but also people that are watching via social media are now getting the Word of God. And I think that's an awesome thing. But the question that we just heard, what is Christmas to you today? That's the big question. What is Christmas to you? What does it mean to you? And I want to read something to you out of the book of John this morning, chapter 15 and verse 13. And it's very familiar scripture. Chapter 15, verse 13 of the book of John. It reads to us, "Greater hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." You want to know what Christmas is? That's Christmas to me. That when you think of, I thought about all the people today, this week, I've been praying for weeks. All the frontline workers. All the people that are working and doing their jobs to help save lives and preserve life. That's Christmas to me. They are willing to lay down their life to save another. To give life. And isn't that why Jesus came in the first place? He came to be born of a baby, so that he could later on lay down his life to preserve other life. Amen? Is that the reason he came? And if that's not Christmas to meet you this morning, I don't know what else is. A man that came to give life, to give his own life, so that he could save lives. You know what I was reading this morning? And it really stuck in my mind. You know, Jesus is seeking people right now. Jesus came to seek that which was lost, according to the Word of God that I read every day, according to the Word of God that I meditate on every day. Jesus came to seek that which was lost. He's still seeking. The greatest gift you could hope to have or ever receive. Listen, I'm overwhelmed when I think about what a wretched sinner I was. What a wretched soul I had. And Christ came in and gave me another chance. He gave me a new life. He gave me a new way. He gave me a new insight on life itself. The greatest Christmas present I could ever hope to receive. And now I'm living it every day. Amen. Anybody else? Are you with me this morning? Are you with me this morning, church? You're living the best life. You know, Joel Osteen, he's famous for saying that. You're living your best life. I am. And he's right. Listen, he's absolutely right. When he says you're living your best life right now, you are. You may not have everything you want material-wise. You may not have everything that you desire right now. But you're living your best life right now. I'm living my best life right now. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. You can live it now. That's a little bit of prosperity preaching this morning. Okay, amen. I'm happy this morning. Anybody else happy this morning? I'm blessed this morning. Anybody else? You blessed this morning? I'm blessed this morning. I'm happy this morning. I'm filled with one thing this morning. I'm filled with Jesus Christ. I'm filled with hope this morning. I'm filled with new hope. You know, that old devil thinks that he's beat everybody. He thinks he's going to destroy everything. But that ain't what my Lord says. That's not what Jesus Christ says. He come to give you new hope. As long as Christ is still around, he's going to continue to fill this world with new hope, new joy. Anybody like to be happy? Anybody like to be filled with joy this morning? I don't like to be filled with doom and gloom. I don't want to live my life in doom and gloom. I want to be filled with joy. I want to be filled with God's happiness. You know what I think about frontline workers this morning? It says that in the book of Numbers. I think it says in the book of Numbers. I'm going to make sure I read this right. In the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17. And it says in the Word of God, a star will come out of Jacob. And that star was Jesus Christ. Amen? That star of Jacob was Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you what I think this morning. Those that are living in Christ this morning, those that are sacrificing their lives this morning to save other lives, those that are giving other people hope, those that are giving other people joy and just a little bit of happiness in whatever way they can, listen, I think those people are stars. Amen? Can you say amen to that this morning, church family? Those people are stars. Those people that have lost their jobs. Those people that have lost their businesses. Those people that are sitting at home. Those people that are in quarantine right now. Those people that are fighting for their lives right now. Those are stars this morning. Those are stars of God, in my view. It's not over yet. Amen? It's not over yet. Nothing is over until God says it's over. There's still hope in the world. There's still the promises of God alive and doing well this morning. That's what Christmas is to me. Man, I watch these children at Christmas time. They rip these presents open, and they just can't wait to see what they got, and they love Christmas. They love the excitement of it. You know, they love being with their families and love. And listen, that's what Christ is all about. He's all about love this morning. He's all about loving you this morning. Amen? Christ loves you this morning. And that's what we're celebrating this morning as we lit that fifth candle. Christ loves you this morning. He's the Savior of the world, and the light came into the world, into the hearts of men, into the hearts of women, that we could receive that light and have that light for our very own. And you know what I read this morning also? This, a lot of stuff comes to me for some reason on Sunday morning. I don't know why. It just does. But you think about this. There's a lot of people waiting on hope today. Amen? There's a lot of people waiting on some kind of new word of joy. They're waiting on to be filled with new happiness. But let me tell you a revelation this morning. Are you ready for a revelation this morning? Let me read something to you elsewise here. Let me find it real quick. I wrote it down in my notes this morning because I want to share this with you. Let me find it real quick. And if I can't find it this morning, over in the book of Isaiah. Now listen, Isaiah prophesied. He wrote about the coming Messiah. He wrote 700 years before Jesus was ever born into this world. He wrote about the coming Messiah. He said there would be a Savior which would rise up and govern the people. 700 years that we know they've been waiting on this hope. They've been waiting on this blessed Savior. They've been waiting on this blessed Messiah to come and change everything, to give man hope. See, that hope was always there. They've been waiting on it to come. They've been waiting on it. And then it says in the book of Luke that one night that a host of angels appeared. You just heard the scripture being read this morning. Shepherds out in the field watching their flocks by night. And a host of heavenly angels appeared unto them. And they were afraid. But the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for I bring you tidings of great joy." What a great joy it is today to know that a Savior was born long ago for you and me. Amen? For you and me. So that we could be filled with the love of God, so that we could be filled with the light of God. And that's a mighty blessing unto me. That's what Christmas is. That's what Christmas is all about. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about all the presents that you'll get or what you won't get. Let me throw that in there. Because, you know, if you bought your kids everything they wanted, you'd probably have to file bankruptcy. Carson's got a list about 10 miles long. I mean, there's just no way. But with God, you can have everything you want. And He made sure that you could have it with the birth of Christ. Let me finish by saying this morning. You know, the Lord is the good shepherd. And you know, God, just like He did with all the other people, all the other shepherds like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and King David, God handpicks the shepherds. And God handpicks the shepherds have to be caring. They have to be loving. And they have to put their needs, they have to put others' needs above themselves. And if that doesn't sound like the shepherd that you know this morning, then the altar's open this morning. What better day? What better day than today to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Man, I can remember it like it was yesterday when the Lord came into my life. I wasn't in a church. I didn't fall down at an altar. I was at my workplace and met the Lord. He'd been looking for me. He'd been searching for me. And Jesus said also in the book of Luke, "Which one of you having 100 sheep and one leaves the flock won't leave the 99 and go out to look for the one?" And then when he doesn't stop looking for it until he finds it. And then when he finds it, he rejoices greatly. You know, the Bible also tells us this morning that if one sinner, if heaven rejoices over one sinner repenting. One. Heaven throws a party over one sinner who repents. Than the 99 righteous people that don't need to repent. Over one. Now, I don't know what kind of party they threw when I repented that day. But I can tell you this. I picture heaven being pretty big. I picture heaven being a pretty big place. And I think they throwed down that day. Because I was a wretched person. I was a wretched sinner, saved by the graces of God. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. And if that don't get you excited this morning, if that don't make you thankful this morning, then I don't know what else can be said in the house of God today. But today is the day of salvation. And salvation has come to us. Salvation has been made possible for us to have right now. And all it takes is a simple confession. All it takes is 2 minutes of your time, maybe, to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you all your sins and ask the Lord to come into your life. And then the Lord says, He says, "I stand at the door and knock. If any man open unto me, I will come on in unto him. And I will sup with him and he will sup with me." And that's how simple it can be for us today to have a Savior who still loves us, who's still shining His light in this world. So today, church family, and those that are watching on Facebook today, know that the Lord loves you. Know that the Lord is the good shepherd, and He cares for you today and me. And He is seeking those that are lost today. Be a star. Be a light out in a dark world. That's the reason Christ came, to shine light into a dark, dying world, to give life and to give it abundantly. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank You this morning for Your word. We thank You, Lord, for the children that's in this church today, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank You for children everywhere today, Lord, that love You and are just, we just pray You bless them, Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. God, we pray for those that are apart from You today, Lord. We pray for those, Lord, that don't know You today, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for those that are not protected under the blood this morning, Heavenly Father. And God, just let them, just Lord, we just ask You while there's still time, Heavenly Father, maybe through this word today, God, let them fall right where they're at, Heavenly Father. You don't have to be in a church to accept Christ. You can be anywhere. You can be in your home right now. And you can just fall down on your knees right now. Bow your head, whatever you feel like doing. And tell Him the Lord. Say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. And God, I want You to, I repent, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I believe, Lord, in Jesus Christ. And God, I want Him to come into my life. And He will. He will take up residence. And He'll wipe the slate clean. He'll make your sins go away. All your sins that are red as crimson, He'll make them white as snow, Heavenly Father. And we thank You for that this morning, God. And Lord, help us all to be a light. Help us all to be stars out there in this dark world, Lord, to give life unto someone else, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank You for we know this morning what Christmas is. We thank You that we know what Christmas is about. And that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we ask this now wholly and humbly in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.